It is National 4-H Week, and at KMMO we celebrate by visiting with our area 4-H clubs and their leaders. With me today is Grace Peterson of the Clear Creek 4-H Club of Cooper County. Hi, Grace. How are you?
Doing pretty good. And you?
I'm good. Thank you. First of all, who are your parents?
Jarrett and Jenny Peterson.
And where do you go to school?
Pilot Grove C4.
What year are you?
I'm a junior this year.
How many years have you been in 4-H?
Oh, goodness. I've been in here since I was 8, so quick math. Let's see.
10 years, close to
10
years.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. What are some of the projects you've done in 4-H?
I've done things like quilting and photography, foods. There's also been arts and crafts, and I used to be involved with the beef aspect of it.
Okay. What's been your favorite project?
My favorite project has probably been quilting or beef. I don't know why. It's just the things I enjoy the most.
When I interview anybody that shows livestock, whether it be cattle or hogs or whatever, that's always one of the favorite ones, it seems like.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it's a really good learning experience for all sorts of people.
What would you say 4-H has meant to you?
To me, 4-H has been a good way of getting out there and opening myself up to new opportunities. It also has opened my eyes to different things I can do in my future. I have realized through 4-H that I might want to pursue a career in agriculture, so I'd say that's really good. It also helps me with my public speaking skills, and I have built lots of friendships over the years with different people from different counties all over the state of Missouri.
Are you an FFA also, or just 4-H?
I am an FFA also. I'm the vice president.
Both organizations are good, and you said agriculture. Well, agriculture by far is the number one industry in Missouri. You know, it amazes me how many young people I talk to that are in 4-H or later years of 4-H or FFA getting ready to go to college, how many are going to stay, maybe not on the family farm, but stay involved in agriculture in one way or the other.
Yeah, it is really nice to see lots of young people interested and involved in agriculture in our state.
If you had somebody younger than you that wanted to be in 4-H, would you recommend it to them and why?
I would recommend it to them. I think it is a very great learning opportunity for all sorts of young people, both from keeping older traditions alive, bringing technology into our agriculture currently, and also in keeping our ag program going within our state.
Very good. I've been visiting with Grace Peterson of the Clear Creek 4-H Club of Cooper County as we salute all the area 4-H clubs and their leaders during National 4-H Week on KMMO.